As the sun sets over 200 square miles of woodland and wetland, green tree frogs begin their enchanting symphony, serenading the animals that make their home in the Great Dismal Swamp. More than 300 kinds of birds and butterflies, black bears and bobcats, snakes and snapping turtles, minks, weasels, eagles, and owls. Some settlers coming to America in the early 1600s believed the swamp was haunted.
In fact, the leader of that survey crew said, "I'll meet you on the other side. I'm not going through that."
Refuge manager Chris Lowy says others saw opportunity in what was then about 1 million acres of uncultivated land.
The first ditch was finished in about 1763 by George Washington himself and other entrepreneurs of that era. They saw dark, rich soil, but that dark, rich soil isn't very fertile, so the farming didn't work out.
So they turned to logging, built more ditches to drain the swamp, and put in rail lines and roads to haul the trees away. Today, hurricanes are taking down more trees, eliminating shade that used to keep the swamp cool. Climate change is warming and drying the land even further, putting it at greater risk for massive fires started by lightning strikes or people. Brian Van Eerden is with the Nature Conservancy, which has helped to preserve and protect the swamp.
There are peat forests extending from Virginia down to Florida and over to Texas, Okefenokee Swamp. Peat is accumulated plant material, and here at the Dismal Swamp, we know the peats began forming around 8,000 years ago, and so we have 8,000 years of carbon accumulation. And when they dry out and they burn, the carbon that's contained in that peat is released into the atmosphere.
That's what happened 3 years ago. Again, preserve manager Chris Lowy.
People were smelling the smoke as far north as Cambridge, Maryland, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. 2.5 weeks after the fire started, Hurricane Irene dumped 12 inches of rain in 24 hours. It did not put the fire out. The fire burned for 2.5 months after Hurricane Irene.
And even when it appeared to be out, Lowy and his team feared the fire was still smoldering underground.
We really only get a few weeks of surface fire where it just rips through the landscape, burns the above-ground vegetation, and then you got that smoldering for months.
Now, the Nature Conservancy and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are working to prevent future destruction. Today, for example, hydrologist Fred Worster uses a chain and pulley to lower a heavy steel plate into place, completing one of 21 small dams planned or already installed to control water flowing from ditches and the Great Dismal Swamp Canal.
When the refuge was established, the ditches were still in place, and they still effectively drain the swamp. And unless we put in dams like this, they will... Unless we put in dams like this, it'll continue to drain.
But as water levels rise again in the Great Dismal Swamp, experts predict fewer problems with wildfires this summer. And techniques used here may prove valuable in other places. Only 3% of the Earth's surface is covered with peat, but it stores twice the carbon found in all the world's forests. I'm Sandy Houseman.